gospel and scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay. Sa English, Golden Guide. At sa aking dayalik na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya. Salamat mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Salamat Panginoong Diyos, no? At salamat sa kaniyang kabutihan. Pinag-iingatan tayo sa ating butihing Panginoong Diyos. At salamat, pinag-ingatan tayong lahat, hindi lang tayo dito sa New Zealand, pati ang ating mga mahal sa buhay, kahit sa ang sulok ng mundo. Salamat, Panginoong Diyos. At sa umagang ito, no, meron tayong guest. Subukan natin kontakin, mga kaibigan. Subukan natin. Guess natin sa pamagitan ng telepono. Online. Wala man. Bago tayo magpatuloy, mga kaibigan, salamat sa Panginoon Diyos na ipatugtog muna natin ang ating magandang magdasal muna tayo. Baka malimutan ko naman, mga kaibigan. Magdasal muna tayo bago tayo magpatuloy. Panginoong Diyos, salamat sa umagang ito. Salamat sa Banal na Espiritu ang sana namang magbigay ng liwanag sa aming kaisipan. Salamat sa iyong mga salita na maintindihan namin sa pamamagitan ng tulong ng Banal na Espiritu. Wala po kaming magagawa, Panginoong Diyos, kung wala ang iyong tulong, pakitulong, Ama. Ito aking dalangin sa pangalan na iyong bugtong nanak na aming tagapagligtas, aming Panginoong Hesukristo. Amen. Mga kaibigan, ipatugtog muna natin ang ating gas, ang pang-birthday, hindi pa-gaspel. Pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. A belated happy birthday, Brother Dio Jan sa Surigao del Sur, Tago. Happy birthday, blood. More birthdays to celebrate with gold health. God bless you and all your loved ones. O sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo din to, hindi lang natin mapangalanan lahat, sa inyo itong lahat, belated, kapag bukas o sunod na mga araw, advance, kapag merong nagdiwa ngayon, happy birthday sa iyo, kapatid. Sa inyo itong lahat, once again, Brother Rio, belated happy birthday. Sa inyo itong lahat, at ang ganun pa rin ang awit, mga kaibigan, kay happy birthday, mahal, kay Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na, mga kaibigan, pakinggan natin. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. No, napakinggan natin ang ating pang-birthday song. No, mapaglingkuran ko kayo kahit man lang sa pamamagitan ng pagtugtog ng awit sa inyong karawan. Belated happy birthday, Brother Rio, dyan sa Surigao, Adel Sur, sa Mindanao, Tago. God bless you, Brad. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, at tugtog natin ang ating gospel song. Ang title, If You Don't Love God, or If You Don't Love Your Neighbor, Consider You Don't Love God. Because this command to love our neighbor is from God. If you don't love your neighbor, so meaning you don't follow and obey the commandments of the Lord, that He commands us to love our neighbors. Who are our neighbors? Our fellow humans, and not only that, even our fellow creatures, the animals. So pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
And they live like Christians on the Sabbath day.
Okay, mga kaibigan, napakinggan natin ang awit. If you don't love your neighbor, you don't love God. So, this is the commandment of God. He commands us to love our neighbors. Not only your relatives, friends, loved ones, but just extends it to our neighbors. As what I have said, our neighbors, not only humans, even our fellow creatures, the animals. So, let us love them, because we love God. If you don't love them, meaning we don't love God. So, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat Panginoong Diyos, we have the guest, and I try to call her by phone. I try once again. Sa cellphone natin. Subukan natin, mga kaibigan, contact ang ating speaker this morning.
Hello, Brother Len.
Hello, Sister Charmaine. God bless you.
How are you doing? Other than you breaking up on the lot. Brother Linus, I can't hear you properly. Can I just, must I just say the sermon or what? The message. I can't hear a word. Okay. Hello. Okay, let me just that brother. Good morning, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Yeah. Thank you. It's good morning, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. If you would like to read with me later, I'm going to read from Luke 1, using the NIV translation.
NIV translation, okay, no problem.
Yeah, I use the NIV. Although I love all the different light that's placed all around it, especially when all the families are walking at night to look at light, I love it when the families celebrate, or well, not celebrate, but when families just being together. But my concern is how many people celebrate Christmas and never reflect on the real reason for the season, which is the birth of Jesus. Today the world focuses so much on Christmas and presents, and it's which is consumerism. And shops are staying open so much longer that people can spend more money on worldly, worthless stuff. And unfortunately, this takes all eyes away from Jesus. And I recently spoke to a group of young people. They knew nothing about the incarnation of Jesus. The sad part for me is that neither the church nor parents talk about Jesus' birth anymore and why Jesus came to earth as a baby. Sorry. We do not exactly know what day or when Jesus was born. And God did not instruct us to celebrate Jesus' birthday. However, God commanded us to partake in communion as a remembrance of Jesus' salvation work
Amen.
On the cross for humanity. Today we're going to reflect on the incarnation of God when Jesus became human as a baby. And we're going to read from Luke 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to be married to him, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings to you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she was said to be unable to conceive. She's in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. And then Mary answered God and said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled." And then the angel left her. Let's just pray quickly together. Father God, thank you for the opportunity that we can meet together. Even if it's so far apart, but you make things available for us to glorify you and to worship you, who you are. We want to pray that you'll be with this message and let your word be heard. Thank you, Lord, and I pray that you open our ears, our minds, and our hearts to hear you clearly. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So today we're going to look at why did Jesus come as a baby? And why did Jesus come to earth? And that's relevant to us today. Now, the first one is, why did Jesus come as a baby? Jesus is God and the creator of heaven and earth. He could have made his entrance on earth as a mighty and powerful king. Instead, Jesus chose to come to earth in the form of a vulnerable, humble baby, born of a woman in a stable with no luxury. Jesus being born as a baby means he is human, yet still fully God. Jesus did not lose any of his divine attributes when he became human. Jesus' birth does not mean he was a new creation. No, Jesus has always been there. We read in John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Even if you look further down in verse 14, it reads, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us."
Amen.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This explains Jesus had a heavenly origin. He is the Son of God. It is Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. And Jesus is called the Son of God, recognizing Jesus' nature from all eternity, and he is equal to God. And Jesus came to dwell among us on earth. Furthermore, Jesus being the Son of God, because God the Father is his Father, and the reason, I want to actually explain this, and it makes it so, I don't think our minds can always comprehend how much God is doing for us and how much power he's got. The way Mary's conception occurred emphasizes that God is Jesus' Father. Since Jesus' conception was not a result of a man. What I'm saying is that if Mary became pregnant by Joseph, Mary's fiancé, Joseph would have been Jesus' Father. Instead, Mary's conception occurred when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, a virgin, and the power of God came upon her, making her pregnant.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Overshadow means to cover with a cloud, such as a cloud filling the tabernacle in Exodus 40. Or when the cloud overshadowed or covered the disciples on the mountain of transfiguration, while Jesus spoke to Moses and Elijah. The cloud was a visible manifestation of God's glory and his presence. It means God's glorious presence surrounded Mary, not in a physical or worldly way, but in a holy, powerful, and life-giving way, explaining to us that Jesus' conception was pure, holy, and divine.
Amen.
God himself was the source of life within Mary, emphasizing that when God's presence overshadows, new life begins. And that is why Jesus, although he's always been, is called the Son of God, since the power of the Holy Spirit conceived him. And he is fully God and fully human. He's two natures as one person. And this is the mystery of the incarnation. God becoming flesh without ceasing to be God. Furthermore, the virgin birth symbolizes Jesus' sinless character. According to scripture, sin is passed down from people, from one generation to the another, but through humanity. And we read that in Romans 5:12, where Paul wrote, "Sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And in this way, death comes to all people, because all sin." Therefore, since Jesus' birth or was born of a virgin woman without the involvement of a sinful father, like Joseph, or any person, Jesus did not inherit any of Adam's sinful nature as the rest of us. We read in 1 John 3:5 that Jesus had no sin, and therefore he was born holy, unstained by sin, and was able to be our perfect sacrifice on the cross for our sins. So that's why Jesus came to as born as a baby, to be born into human flesh, and to be vulnerable. And then the second question I ask is, so why did Jesus come to earth? Jesus' birth, and the reason why he came, was to fulfill all Old Testament prophecies. In the Old Testament, in all the prophecies and the Old Testament points to the birth of Jesus, the coming of our Savior. And God already said in the beginning of Genesis 3:5, he prophesied then that God will send a Messiah. We read it in, as I said, Genesis 3:15, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. You will crush your head and you will strike his heel. God declaring that his seed will come, and that is Jesus. And he will come through a woman to bring salvation to humanity and defeat Satan. Isaiah also prophesied in Isaiah 9:6-7. When Isaiah said, to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And then also in Isaiah 7:14, he prophesied the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So all the Old Testament prophecies, and if you read the Old Testament, everything is pointing to the coming of Jesus in the New Testament for the dying across our sin. Matthew wrote in 1 Matthew 22-23, all this to
for listening.
Your interests on planetaudio.org.nz.
Wide open sea.
Such a green city.
It's big, it's new, and it's different.
I love the bush.
Everything is happening here in Auckland.
Just about everywhere you can see the water.
It's a sparkling city.
Loving Auckland, our diverse city. 104.6 Planet FM.
Hamro Chotari. यो हो अकल्यान्डको रेडियोमा गुन्जिने नेपालीहरूको एकमात्र डुकडुकी.
यसमा समावेश हुनेछन् नेपाली गीत संगीत, समसामयिक कुराकानी तथा संक्षिप्त नेपाली समाचार.
सुन्न नभुल्नु होला प्रत्येक शुक्रबार साँझ 6:50 प्लानेट एफएम 104.6 अथवा इन्टरनेटमा planetaudio.org.nz/hamro